Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Big O Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Interesting selection. As you guys know, our listeners get to pick the song that kicks off hour number four of the show. And today, one of our loyal listeners, Tommy in Hialeah. And Tommy, I still have the U-chain that you made for me and you dropped it off in the broadcast. I carry it in my bag, actually. And so he wanted to hear Love Unlimited with Under the Influence of Love. So that's what we're playing here on a Valentine's Day. And remember, you guys can always pick the song that we play in hour number four to start off hour number four every day on the show. All you got to do on Twitter is send in the hashtag Big O Show Tunes and then put the band and the name of the song. And Alex will pick one of you, and we'll mention your name and your handle and everything. And thank you for helping us out there. So, Tommy and Hialeah, nice job by you, buddy. All right, if you want to get in, 567-0560, throw the 305 or 954 in front of it, and pound 560 if you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand. The lines were loaded. Everybody hung up except one dude, so the lines are wide open right now if you want to get in. 567-0560, throw the 305 or 954 in front of it, and pound 560 if you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand. The Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, it's 56022, and you can reach out to us also on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. There's we didn't read all the I can't trust you if, but there are a couple of really good ones that came in late. I don't trust you if you watch poker on TV. I mean, that's something really lame to watch. I don't trust you if you're driving with flashers. Okay? I like that one. I don't trust you if, this is one of my favorites, if you're still a friend of my ex-wife. I can understand that. I've never experienced that because I've never been divorced. Thank the Lord, I'm still married to the same incredible, fantastic woman that I've been with for nearly 30 years, and we're about to celebrate our 24th wedding anniversary next month, but we've been it'll be 30 years in November, actually. It'll be 30 years. So I've never experienced what it's like, but I would imagine if I was divorced, I don't know if I would be comfortable with somebody that's friends with my wife. You know, I kind of get that. I understand. I don't trust you if you're a matchmaker and you're single. That makes a lot of sense. I don't trust a sober bartender. Now, are we assuming that all bartenders are drunk alcoholics there? Because I don't think that that's true. That's just wrong. That one, I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with that one. pretty cool what Drake just did in a supermarket in Miami. What did he do?
So Drake's actually been popping up around Miami for the past, I'd say, week and a half.
After he was at the University of Miami.
He was actually at Miami High filming his music video. And then he went to UM. He gave away like a $50,000 scholarship, I believe, to a student. He was actually in a supermarket, I believe yesterday, maybe it was today, walks into the supermarket. Everybody in the supermarket, he told them, grab whatever you want. It's on me.
Wow. That's awesome. Nice job. We need more people like that. You see, he's not, you know, we pick on him for being a fair-weathered fan, right? Because he gets on every bandwagon that there is out there, and he does do that. But I will say this. When I've seen him in interviews, he's likable. He's got a good personality. Now, I don't know. The guy might be a complete a-hole or whatever, you know, behind the scenes. But he is kind of likable. And you know, doing stuff like that, like what he did at the University of Miami and what he did there at that super, that's, hey, man, you got to respect that. That's cool.
It's interesting because he's from Toronto. It's not like he's from Miami.
Right.
So you got to, and I know I think he has an apartment here.
What was the connection? Why did he do that at the University? I'm not complaining or bitching about it, but it's such a cool story. What's the tie between Drake and UM?
I'm not sure. Again, I'm not totally sure. I don't even know really.
Is he helping the School of Music out or something?
He very well may be. Again,
Does anybody know out there what's the connection with Drake and the University of Miami? Help us out there.
He's lived in Miami. He has an apartment here. He's rapped about it. I don't really know. I guess he just loves the city of Miami. That'd be my best guess.
Oh, he's smart. It is a great city. All right, where am I going to first here? Who? Robert, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Big O?
Yes, sir. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. It is a husband and wife team on the Olympics, the ice skaters. Okay.
But not the one they're talking about, not the brother and sister.
I've seen them. I've seen the brother and sister. They had on okay. Two purple outfits.
All right, so we're talking about two different couples here. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen them on the Hoya show, Good Morning America. I saw them, the husband and wife team.
Okay.
But I'm going to take you back. I got five ones right quick on the reminiscing.
Yes, sir.
You got Ranch House.
Uh-huh. Somebody brought that up.
Okay. Now put the Street Racers late night, the Pizza Palace.
Ooh, Pizza Palace. Now, you talk about Pizza Palace
on
where,
Bird
like, on Bird Road? Okay.
Yeah.
Because we also had a Pizza Palace on Northwest 7th Street and 37th Avenue, which was pretty popular for us back in the day.
Yeah, and the food change, New England Arson House.
Okay.
Okay, and then the Sweeten House.
Okay. I remember the New England Oyster House. I remember the sign. The sign was this big old block.
Right.
It was
right,
a big
right in front of South Miami Hospital.
Yeah, and it was a big square, and it had four sides to it, and it would spin, if I remember
right.
correctly. Yes, I remember that. Yes.
You remember the Sweeten House, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, now for the hot dog lovers, I'm going to close it out with the Sonics.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It's still around.
Yeah.
Okay,
bro.
Good one. You got it. I don't trust you if you are over 45 and have no facial hair. Hey, man, maybe they lasered it all off. You never know. Some people do that. Hey, I got to tell you something. I would love to eliminate all of my hair. Seriously, except for maybe on the top of my head. It would be a monster plus. Hair is a pain in the ass. All it does is make you hotter. Makes you sweat more. That's all it does. There aren't a lot of positives to it. All right, who's next? Jimmy, what's up, my man?
Big O.
Yo.
It's all about Shenandoah.
Oh, there you go.
April the 13th, Friday the 13th, racquetball tournament. Come dress and drag if you want. But, no, for real, anybody from Tropical Park, if you want some real action or Miami Springs, you want it, come to Shenandoah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tootsies. Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
No, it's all about right. Well, since, no, sorry. I'd rather call an ex-girlfriend than go to a strip club. But, yo, 1995, Wonderland and Miami Beach.
1995, Wonderland, Miami Beach. Okay. I don't really know what that means, but I guess that that's a place called Wonderland. I don't know that place. You know that place, Wonderland in Miami Beach?
I was 1 year old in 1995.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that is. I don't trust you if your son-in-law is David Samson. That's a pretty good one right there. One guy says, who wants to wear gray facial hair? Yeah, you're right about that. I don't want to wear any kind of facial hair, bro. None. Nada. No chest hair, no back hair, no arms hair, no legs. Nothing. If I could be completely bald from the top of my head down, from the hair on my head down, you can leave the hair on my head and that's it. Eliminate every other follicle in my body. That would be fantastic. Big O, my mom and dad were managers for the Dobbs House and Tottle House franchises. They were the precursors to the Waffle House. Oh, okay. I don't even remember any of those places. Let's see. I don't trust you if you play racquetball. Nerd alert. What's wrong with racquetball? Why is he picking on racquetball? Well, listen, then throw me in there because I like racquetball. Four-wall racquetball. Now, three-wall? You know what? I don't trust you if you think three-wall racquetball is cool. How about that? Okay? Three-wall racquetball, I pass up. I have no interest whatsoever in three-wall racquetball. But four-wall, I'm in, man. So count me in. I'm a geek also. Nerd, whatever you want to call me, because I like it. Okay? All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more of your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. Let me tell you a little bit about Choice Mortgage Bank, because Michael Kodzie and the amazing people at Choice Mortgage Bank, there's nobody working harder than Michael Kodzie and the great people at Choice Mortgage Bank. And they've been at this, you know, when you're at something for 24 years, nearly a quarter of a century, you're doing something right. You don't last 24 years at anything if you're not doing it right. They survived that mortgage crisis we had years ago, and they helped a lot of people survive the mortgage crisis. And you know what? They've helped a lot of our listeners survive some of their other crises, like maybe a bad deal that they had in place already, a balloon payment that fluctuates with the economy, or, you know, the runaround that you're getting from your current mortgage company or bank right now. If you've been declined, maybe you've got bad credit and you think, I've got no hope. They've been able to work with some of our listeners and fix their credit issues and get them back on track to live the American dream. Folks, call Michael Kodzie right now. We can get interest rates are at historic lows, and we can get you into a fixed mortgage rate that you're going to be so happy with. You're going to have more money left over to take care of your family, to take a vacation, pay for your kids' college fund, whatever it is, pay more bills. Lord knows we can't have enough money to pay bills. And they do it all, wholesale, conventional, residential loans, condo loans, reverse mortgages, jumbo loans, FHA, VA loans. Call them right now for a free qualification and consultation. 561-441-2730. That's the owner's personal cell number. So you're calling Michael Kodzie, the owner himself, 561-441-2730. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender and MLS 166-254. It's Choice Mortgage Bank.
Radio.com.
The other side of Valentine's Day is this, right? It hurts sometimes. It's not easy. You gotta fight for it. You struggle. You have your ups, your downs, your financial struggles, all kinds of kids, all kinds of stress, in-laws. women who are indecisive, which are all of them. All kinds of stuff about love hurts. But we still search for it, don't we? Anyway, welcome back. We take you, of course, till 2 if you want to get in. Just a couple segments left on the show here at 5670560. Throw the 305 or 954 in front of it and pound 560 if you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand. The Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, it's 56022. And you can also reach out to us also on Twitter at Big O Show. Did you see Sloane Stephens' body issue? You know who Sloane Stephens is, right? The tennis player?
Yeah.
Whenever I've seen her, like, all right, you know, she's like, all right, whatever. Just an average-looking girl. Not bad. Nothing to write home about. But I saw her swimsuit issue, her body issue. Wow. Mad props to Sloane Stephens, man. I was like, really? That's her? Holy moly. And did you see our girl is back in the news again? What's the name of Britt McHenry? Did you see what she did? She got all bent out of shape because of the body issue now. So she went after a couple of the girls that were in the body issue. And I mean that this Britt McHenry chick is as unlikable a person as I've seen in a long, long time. Seriously, she's one of those that you just every time I think about Britt McHenry, it just kind of makes my stomach turn. Did you see that thing, McHenry, going after the girls that that did the? The body issue? Did you catch that one?
No, but I did catch Britt McHenry going off on a tow truck driver for, you know, just being a tow truck driver.
I remember that. You got that for me? Let's hear Britt McHenry. Let's hear the best of Britt.
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That's how
we'll sue this place.
Okay, that's fine. And I'll play your video, so careful. I'll play the video.
That's why I have a degree in that. I wouldn't work in somebody please like this. It makes my skin crawl even being here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get you out of here quickly.
Yep, that's all you care about is just taking people's money.
Yeah.
With no education.
Yeah.
No skill set.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job? So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing? Why because I have a brain and you don't?
Looks like that.
Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
Yeah, but if you had to touch your fruit cup a little bit.
Oh, like yours? Yeah. They look so stunning. Because
yeah.
I'm on television and you're in a trailer, honey.
Have a nice...
Lose some weight, baby girl.
Can't stand that bitch. Can't stand that bitch. She's just one of those kind of people that think she's better than everybody. Anyway, it's February, which means the SI swimsuit photos are emerging, and from embargo and debates will ensue. Above is a photo of a message shared by Olympian medalist Ali Raisman. Included in a Twitter spat with former ESPN reporter Britt McHenry, golfer Paige Spiranak also shared a photo from her SI swimsuit issue. And here's the dialogue, which was copied from their respective Twitter accounts. And McHenry went out of her way to say, why does a woman have to pose nude to feel empowered? Isn't it more empowering to keep your clothes on, go into an office or a classroom like everyone else in Excel? Hashtag SI swimsuit, desperately wanting to compete with IG models with gimmicks. For men to respect women more, maybe women shouldn't take all their clothes off in a way of pushing. Hashtag me too. Spiranak, then went on to say, different women feel empowered in different ways, and it's not right to tell someone what they can and cannot do. It's more about the person you are and not the clothes you decide or not decide to wear. My body, my choice. I've been around a lot of mean girls, and I'll tell you, I've never been more welcomed and accepted before than I have by the SI models and team. They are rays of sunshine and some of the most beautiful women inside and out I've ever met. McHenry goes on to say, I agree, it's your body to do what you want, but posing nude is a way to ascertain empowerment through vanity. I don't think, and this goes for both genders, it's the best way to receive reciprocal respect or empowerment. Just my opinion, though. And then McHenry goes on, okay, but you've literally cried at press conferences about how you're not taken seriously in golf. Anyone can pose naked, and yet this is your response to a civil discussion. You're both beautiful, attention-seeking. I don't get why she would get all bent out of shape if people wanted to. Man, it's your body. And if you want to do it, you want to show it off, you're at a point in your life that you can show off your body. You work on it. And you're proud of it? Go for it, man. Allie Raisman put out, women do not have to be modest to be respected. Live for you. Everyone should feel comfortable expressing themselves however it makes them happy. Women can be intelligent, fierce, sexy, powerful, strong, advocates for change while wearing what makes them feel best. The time where women are taught to be ashamed of their bodies is over. The female body is beautiful, and we should all be proud of who we are inside and out. Thank you so much at SI_swimsuit and at MJ_day and at Darcy Baum and blah, 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 and the rest of the team. And it has Raisman in her picture. At Britt McHenry, man, she is a piece of work. A piece of work. I'd like to say a lot more, but unfortunately I can't hear. All right, who's next there? What you got there?
We have Damien on line 4.
Damien, what you got, man?
What's up, O?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I just little touch some off the little subject, though, man. I wanted to say something about the NFL.
Yes.
I think they could boost their ratings, man, if they move it back to the way it was in the old days. Remember how they used to have an all-star game like 2 weeks after the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we can see the people that we really want to see. So we can see the Tom Brady's in the All-Star games and everything else like that. And then
I still think a lot of those guys won't play anyways. 2 weeks later, they'll be resting and take it off. And the more you delay it, the more guys will be taking off for vacations and things like that. But in the end, dude.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's the All-Star game. The Pro Bowl is really not important in the big picture.
I was just saying something to boost the ratings and
I got
get the fans back into it, though.
Well, I got you.
Have a good one, man.
You got it, my man. Thank you. I mean, listen. I heard. God, what's his name now that I'm forgetting his name from the NFL Network? He was on this morning with Zach and Joe, Charles Davis. He was on, and one of the things that Charles brought up that a lot of people have been bringing up when it comes to the ratings. Remember, you've got people watching in bars, tablets, phones more than ever now, and so it's harder to check the exact ratings. Look, Fox just paid, I don't know, it's a record number now for Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football keeps going up and up and up in money. And we talk about ratings being overall down 9%. So is it that it's down 9%? Or is it that we're getting to a point where we're watching it in different places now, that we're watching the game on Twitter and we're watching the game on Yahoo and we're watching the game here or there, and so it's not being measured? It's not the same way, because Nielsen is not measuring you on your laptop and you on your iPad and you on your phone. They're not. Because there isn't a meter on that. The meters are connected to TVs at homes. They're not connected to TVs at the bars. They're not connected to any of the computers that we're using. So that's where, you know, it's changed a little bit. So the dynamics, it may be that ratings aren't as down as you think. I mean, there's a reason why these TV broadcasting companies continue to pay more and more money for rights fees. You know, we think that it's down, the ratings are down, yet why are they paying more now for Thursday Night Football? And when Sunday's up, the next person in line will pay more than the last person in line. So until I start seeing revenue decline, then I'll think it's an issue. Now, when it comes to the Pro Bowl, that's not important anyways in the big picture. Nobody cares really about the Pro Bowl. It's not, to me, it's not important that they get ratings. I don't even watch the damn thing. I don't care about the Pro Bowl. It's a terrible game. And it still gets ratings. That's the amazing part. More people watch the Pro Bowl than so many shows that are on television. And the Pro Bowl is straight out garbage. Think about that. The Pro Bowl is complete garbage. And people watch that. I mean, they'll watch anything that's football. Anything. You put it up, they don't care. It's the draft. Look at it. They're selling the draft now to cities. So until they stop generating revenue, until revenue starts going backwards, I'm not going to believe that they're hurting at all. I'm not going to worry about it as much. I do worry about the game. And eventually that will take a toll on the ratings because of CTE and all of that. That's what I'm concerned about. But right now, I'm not so concerned about the ratings or revenue. I don't think that's that much of an issue at this point. The game, now that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really concerned about. So, anyway, Big O, I work for DirecTV, and we have DirecTV Now, which is streaming service where people can watch all the local broadcast streaming unless it's a mobile phone. Verizon owns those rights. I know, exactly. That's why things have changed. It's harder to get the ratings and get the exact ratings. Yeah. All right. Who's this here online? What do we got here? Who's next?
Evilio.
Evilio, what you got for me, man?
How you doing? Oh, it's Evilio. How you doing?
Very good, my friend.
Listen, I want to talk about our wonderful Dolphins, okay?
Yes,
I've been a Dolphin fan since 1970, Shula era.
All right, get to your point, my man. Not resume. Let's go.
Okay. A couple of years ago, when they had the stadium change, I had to move my seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they forced me to buy three seats instead of two because they say I can leave one seat empty in the aisle. All my friends sit in the aisle. Okay. And I don't think it's fair. They're still making me buy three seats. What do you think about the situation?
That they made you buy three seats?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like it's a very fair situation. It's you, if you can only buy two, that's what you should be able to buy, and they should find a way to accommodate you as the customer. That's what I would tell them. Let me tell you about Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines, where they are fantastic at accommodating the customer. And right now, our President's Day sales event is going on. And let me tell you, lease features are crazy. 2018 models, check these out. The ILX is $178. The TLX, $258. The RDX, my wife drives it every day, $268. The MDX, $378. The RLX, $498. It's redesigned. It's beautiful. You got to check it out. Only $29.98. Do it signing plus tax tag and registration. One of the things you're going to love also is the selection. They've got the largest selection in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. If you're looking for a new Acura, no better place to go. And because of the record car sales every single month, folks, they've also got all kinds of used cars, all makes, all models to fit all kinds of budgets. Check out the fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles. They will blow you away the kind of shape that they're in, folks. Tell them that Big O sent you, and trust me, Larry Schlossberg, Pat Nasto, Tony Stampone, and the boys will take care of you at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. All right, right now, Caller number 5 will win a pair of tickets to see the Florida Panthers and the Washington Capitals on Thursday, February 22nd at 7:30 at the BB&T Center. You want to see the Cats and the Craps? Caller number 5 right now to the QAM contest line, 1-800-227-0560. Panthers, Capitals, Thursday, February 22nd, 7:30, BB&T Center, 1-800-227-0560. Call right now.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.